The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. Today is the 30th of March, 7:05 in the morning. The Moot News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, that's my choice. And, of course, Jared's at the helm. And good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Is there a national day out there?
National Doctors Day.
Well, yesterday was National Vietnam Veterans Day.
It was. You didn't ask me what day was, though, yesterday.
No, you can always jump in because I am, hard to believe, not perfect. I mean, I got beat up real bad yesterday on the in Haven Humane with Mark and Linda piling on me.
I was here.
I know, because so. I rolled my eyes. Anyway. So I'm rolling my eyes now about that. Anyway, what national day is it today?
National Doctors Day.
Okay, we can go for that.
Yeah.
National Doctors Day. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 54 degrees. Today it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 71, a low of 48. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77, a low of 50. On Friday, sunny, high of 82, a low of 48. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high of 80, a low of 50. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 77 and a low 48.
Okay, also Thursday, tomorrow, we're going to get some gusty winds. North wind 10 to 16 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour, so be ready for that. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, veteran-owned business. All the propane comes out of one tank. You all know that. So it all comes down to customer service. And who's got the customer service? Well, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, before we get started on this, I need to, I want to talk about something that's happened here in town that has nothing to do with veterans. I have a friend named Robert Balke. Several months ago, a degenerate attempted to kidnap his daughter down close to, the Mount Shasta Mall. Not Mount Shasta Mall. Is it Mount Shasta Mall, the one down there? It's got Sprouts and all those.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guy had a van with the with just like a covering on the side there. He tried to have her come. He wanted her to get in the car or the truck or the van, and she said no, and she tried to leave, and he pursued her. And her brother comes up, her younger brother comes up, and the guy's trying to hit him. But then, here's what I love about Reading. Here comes Reading citizens. They get involved.
Excellent.
The police are there. They arrest this guy.
Good.
Well, the guy was lucky that they just didn't turn him loose that night because Robert would have been waiting for him, and that would have been settled right there. But he went to trial yesterday on a plea deal, and he was sentenced to 23 years in prison.
Good.
And the guy's from Shingletown. And he is a registered sex offender, except he wasn't registered up here. Or he's a sex offender, but he wasn't registered up in, you know, here in our area. So it gave closure to him, and it's just, it's an example how the system worked on this.
Mm-hmm.
The Balke family is thankful that this is over. And the young lady wrote, victims can write letters or even sit there and tell them what impact this has had on her family. She wrote a letter which was read in court, and the guy covers his ears up like he didn't want to hear it.
What?
And the impact it's had. Anyway, but he's gone. He's gone away for 23 years, so let's take that piece of scum off the streets. 100 years ago or 120 years ago, it would have been handled right then. the police called us yesterday and wanted to know. They know we have a camera in here, and our camera is on 24 hours a day, but we don't. It just it streams out on our service that we have, you know, like we have right now for the show. And they wanted to know if we could have possibly was it on Monday night at 10 o'clock. Well, it's on, but it doesn't. We don't keep it. Maybe we should start doing that, and I think we may just start doing that. Is find a way to keep it for, you know, keep the streaming video for 72 hours, because it looks right out onto the street from inside our studios here. A guy from Taco Bell, at Taco Bell, right down the street here, an employee was out on his break, and he's confronted by this criminal for no reason and was stabbed to death.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and there's a $5,000 reward for this. And he was, just like I said, he was out on break, and they have not found the person who they believe stabbed him. It was at 10 p.m. at Taco Bell on Market Street. The victim, but the Shasta County secret witness is offering up to $5,000 for information in this case. When the police arrived, he was suffering from stab wounds and was taken by ambulance to the hospital where he died. He was outside on the break when he was confronted by the suspect. And the description of this guy is a 50-year-old white man, about 5 feet 9 inches tall, and weighing between 150 and 170 pounds. The weapon's not been recovered, so the suspect is considered armed. And if you see a person matching the suspect's description, call 911 and notify him. Now, it was without provocation. This guy just came up and started stabbing this guy. I mean, he was on his 10-minute break.
Is there any more identifying?
Well, he was on. Oh yeah, he was on a BMX bike, and they say that. On the bike, here's some more. Approximately 50 years old, thin build, transient, short gray facial hair, wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, dark pants, and white shoes. He had a black and red BMX-style bicycle. And it's likely the suspect had two backpacks and a spare bicycle wheel draped on the handlebars as he pushed the bike around the downtown area. You know, we could have seen him. I don't know. You know, that goes along with... here's what it is, my friends. You've got to be careful out there. Mm-hmm. You've got to be careful out there. Sue parks here in the front in the morning because she just has a few steps to get in. You should, in this case, this guy's out just taking a smoke break. And this guy attacks him for no reason, attacks him, and then takes off. I wish we had video of him, but... we don't, but the police are asking for other businesses here on Market Street in the surrounding area. If you have video of you know, that you run out just for security around your business, to please reach out to the police department so you can provide some so they can catch this guy. That is less than a block away. That's 100 yards away, if that. 100 yards? Yeah, it's probably 100 yards away. So...
I see, you know, I see a lot of young teenagers at the mall walking across the parking lot texting, and I just want to tell them to look up and pay attention to their surroundings, because the world is not safe.
It's not. You know? When we teach on our concealed carry.
Yeah.
We teach, there's various... states of alert, and the one you're talking about is, it's called condition white, where you're not paying attention to anything. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just there. I don't know what happened Monday night, and you know, my heart and our prayers go out to the family of the gentleman that was killed. But there he is. He's working. Regular job, working, walks outside for a break. He may have been on his phone. He may have seen this guy, because let's just take, you know, there are a bunch of homeless hanging around down there. And this is it was nothing new to him or anything, but the guy got up close enough to him to stab him. Condition white. You don't really know. You're not paying attention. You're on your phone. You just walk right out to your car. You don't know. You need to be in what we call condition yellow, which is, I call it people watching. Before you walk out to your car, you look around. Is there anything around your car? Is there people? Or is there groups of people? Whatever. When you're walking down the street, are you looking at the people that are coming towards you? How about looking every so often over your back, over your shoulder, see if anybody's coming up behind you? And unfortunately, in today's society, you've got to be in condition yellow all the time.
I agree.
This isn't Mayberry. Yeah. You've got to be alert to what's going on. I'm not blaming the victim by any means, because when something happens all the time, who knows? Maybe they even knew this guy, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's been there before many times that, you know, something like this happens. The other thing is, you don't want to let anybody get close enough to you to touch you.
Right.
If you don't know them, if they're approaching you, you stop them. You know, you yell stop. You push, you know, put your hand out. You take control of the situation as much as possible. I just really feel for this and for something like this happening. And I hope they catch this guy.
You know, with my staff, I request, because we are downtown as well,
yeah,
on Shasta Street. And yesterday, out my window, there's a lady obviously on drugs, screaming and ranting and raving and angry and throwing things across the street. So we have a protocol that now you have to go out and leave our office by twos. And if it's dark, we go out by a group, and we never leave someone behind on their own, because it really isn't safe downtown at all.
Now, did you call the police?
No, I did not.
You know what? We need to call the police, because here's what happened the other day. We had a visitor from another state here, and there's a guy walking down the street, obviously impeding traffic, you know, being crazy. And he called the police, and they were there in less than 5 minutes and took him away.
Really? Okay.
We've got enough police on the job now. When something like that's happening, we, as citizens, have to call the police. Try to get somebody there to take these people away so that they can be taken. You know, the Shasta Regional has 22 beds that they put 5150s in. There's other, you know, if you can just get them off the street somehow. So you need to tell your people, because you have an opportunity to see it.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it here. You know, I've seen one person that we did call the police on because he was wandering around the street.
Well, that's good
and
to know,
yeah, but we just, you know, the police take this stuff seriously, because it can lead to things like this murder at Taco Bell.
Absolutely.
Now, we got to take a break, and then I have one more thing, then we'll get into veteran stuff. But hey, so you can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays, with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. You go directly there. You can take Alaska Airlines up to Seattle. I mean, and they're working real hard and getting a direct flight from Redding to Denver. I mean, now you can fly to Burbank, you can fly to Los Angeles, you can fly to San Francisco. You know, Redding Airport is really expanding, but we need to support it, my friends. And now, fly directly to Las Vegas. They fly out on Fridays, and you can catch another flight back on Sunday, or spend the whole week there. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, We're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober.
Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN. A must-see. Country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and if Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:23 in the morning here on the 30th of March. It's about 52 degrees out there, cloudy. It should be clearing up. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years they have been in the business. They have four branches. They get one more branch. I'm not going to say where they are. There's just too many of them then. But they have one in Red Bluff, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch at 2727 Ventura Street in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. I'm here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we haven't talked one thing about veterans yet, but we will. Here's my last. Okay. Here's my last one.
All right.
On Monday, or Tuesday morning, I was sent a video of a mountain lion. Oh, okay, that's cool. You know, it's like, you know, at night from a security camera or something. Until I found out it was on the street where I live, Chestnut Street. Now, I live right downtown, folks. I mean, I can walk from our house anywhere down here. And Linda and I do that sometimes. Well, a mountain lion at 2 o'clock in the morning was you know, kind of, you know, sauntering through at the other end of the street, which is, you know, next to a greenbelt. But it kind of gets your attention, and we have they're not feral cats. The cats belong to somebody, but they're in our neighborhood, right? And so I was thinking, well, have I seen all the cats lately? And the Fish and Game says, well, you know, it may not be, you know, people are, you know, there was a bear in that same area, by the way, last year. And, but they said that, you know, these animals may have been here coming down for a long time. We don't see them because it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're usually asleep. But they usually work their way back out. But it was interesting. Now, Jared, you had a great comment about the mountain lions and the murderers in the area.
Oh, I said I was more worried about the murderer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because now we're talking that we think we've seen this guy.
Yes.
Downtown. And a mountain lion's kind of like small potatoes, except if you keep your dog out at night, if you have, you know, or like I said, you know, if I'm going to see, like, gee, where'd that gray and tan cat go to? Who knows? Okay. I just had to catch up on all this stuff that's happening around town. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yesterday was recognizing Vietnam veterans.
Yeah. Yes, and the board did a proclamation, and Eddie McAllister received it, and then we had a great, huge turnout of Vietnam veterans and special forces, and they all came out to support one another, which great turnout.
They had their first meeting at night, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and I just have to apologize because after talking about it, planning on being there, because I've been, you know, saying you need to have one of these, I just totally wasn't there.
It was a great turnout.
Great turnout.
Yes. When people are working, they can't show up in the morning, so this gave an opportunity for the people to get off work and mosey on down to the board.
I wanted just to be there, even if I didn't stay. Just so I could be there to say, okay, this is the time to do it. Well, I'm glad there was a good turnout.
It was.
For it. And there was a lot of stuff done. But Patrick Jones, supervisor, will be our guest at 8 o'clock. And we're going to talk about last night's meeting and a few other things that are going on in our county. A
lot of things going on in the county.
Okay, so for the Vietnam veterans, We do this every year, though.
Yes.
We recognize our Vietnam veterans.
Yes, we do.
They got a raw deal.
Yes,
they really
absolutely.
They got a raw deal.
Oh, they're sick. But, Agent Orange.
Well, I'm not even talking about combat and those things. I'm talking about the way they were treated when they came home.
Oh, absolutely.
There are people that fought in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Their families don't even know that they fought in Vietnam until years later. They find photos.
Kidding.
Because the they did not get welcomed home.
No.
The people, the only thing I can say is people, I learned a lesson from the way that the Vietnam veterans were treated to realize it's not the warriors that start these wars. Warriors wouldn't start wars. It's politicians who are so far removed from it, whose kids aren't in the service. Who've never had anybody in the service in their families that start these wars. And to hold the people who fight these wars that they're sent to responsible is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our country learned that. Because since then, that's never happened.
Never.
Not on a large scale. I'm sure there's individuals out there who are idiots. But
I think that's where the yellow ribbon came from.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to turn things around and being supportive and the way they needed to be. And where they were just trying to think of all the different ways we can show support. And that's when the yellow ribbon around the tree and on the porches came from. It was kind of cool.
I just picked those pins up. I've got 5 pins sitting in front of me, right? Why is it I go from 0 pins to 5 pins in one day?
That's how it works.
You know what?
You were always complaining about it.
There's no pins because people take the pins. And now there's five of them, including one that you would have killed for in elementary, but even middle school. It's got one, two, three, four, you know, those multi-colored pins, you know, that you can just push it. And
I'm not going to take your pen.
Don't worry.
I'm not going to take his pen.
I think one of the Ukrainians.
It belongs to a Ukrainian. It belongs to a Ukrainian that was in here yesterday. I'm not going to do anything like that. I'm not going to take their pens. He's had a bad enough time. Okay, I got to get us back on schedule here. But so it was a good turnout.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
I think people appreciate now when they didn't before.
I agree.
The sacrifices our Vietnam veterans made, because Vietnam is still killing them.
Yes.
And I'm not talking PTSD.
No.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business. Jeff Worst at Crackmaster knows ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's not going to take any chances with your safety, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He's going to fix it. He's going to fix it the right way. He's going to guarantee it. It doesn't get any better than that, so don't fool around with your family safety. Going down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. And if he can fix it, he'll do it. He might even do it right then. Get your windshield repaired by Jeff Worst. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And Jeff's been with us since the very beginning, 12 years. Plus, he's been there before. He knows what he's doing down there. I mean, he's a great guy. Okay, we'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber. Mike's been at this for about 20 years. He does just outstanding work. He is truly a master of working with marble and granite, slate. You name it, he can do it. He's been modifying and upgrading homes for years. He did our kitchen. It was absolutely a work of art. So if you are looking to redo your kitchen or bathroom or other places in your house, give him a call. He works by appointments only, and you can get a free consultation and talk about what you're envisioning and see what kind of plans he can come up with. Give him a call at 241-STONE, STONE, or check him out or his website at estategranite.com. Better-known business right here in town. Okay. We're with Celestina Traver.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll move over so I can see you. I've got flags festooned everywhere here. The American flag, of course, but now we have Ukrainian flag. Those people are fighting for their freedom right now as we speak. We had call-ins from Ukraine yesterday. And I ran out of time and thoroughly irritated a Ukrainian woman. But Pat Karch was able to get back in her good graces, and we're going to set up a time for her to call in. One was yesterday, and it's in our archives. One of them was a former military guy who became a priest, and he was delivering supplies to the people. Humanitarian supplies to the people right outside Kyiv. And then I talked to a young lady who was in Kyiv herself. And on her side of the city, it's a little more normal that they can still get to the stores. They can, they still have electricity in that one area. But the other side of Kyiv, they got kind of hammered. So we can't forget what's going on over there and the fact that a nation at this time in the history of our civilization invades another country.
Yes. Yeah. And you can, I just imagine that the stores are very limited in their food because the supplies are being cut off,
Yeah. And you got to be, it's got to be coming in from Poland. It's got to be coming in from the port. Maybe they still have, but they're fighting. And it was amazing because this young lady, you remember yesterday, what did she say? Send ammo.
Send ammo.
I mean, she sounded like she was, 12? I mean, of course, she's older than that. Sweet voice. Send ammo.
Wow.
They're not looking for people. They're looking to fight. And they're going to fight them. And they are fighting them.
They're strong.
Anyway, going back, Celestine and I were here, going back to our Vietnam veterans, they're still dying.
Yes, they are.
Let's talk a little bit about that because Agent Orange has become maybe, is probably, and you probably know, has it killed more people in war than the combat did? Or
it
destroyed
is.
More lives?
It is. It has destroyed lives. Agent Orange doesn't show up into the body and start breaking the body down until after, 30 or 40 years. And the government knew that, by the way, and they decided to use it anyways. And there was someone that decided that, hey, yes, it might harm them later, but right now we have to kill the jungles and we have to save lives now. What they didn't do and why we file for service connection pensions is, or service connection disabilities is because they didn't give them the gear to protect their bodies against this Agent Orange as they're walking through the jungles. I mean, there are some that the airplanes sprayed Agent Orange directly onto their bodies, and it's causing terrible diseases, terrible cancers, diabetes, what is it? All kinds of things.
I'm not sure. Does it start with a P?
Yes.
I'm not sure. But it's also, but is it hitting the kids too? Is it doing the downline at all?
No. Well, it is technically, but the federal government doesn't recognize it. But
again?
Yes.
Well,
so.
The bad water that was at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, my beloved Marine Corps.
Oh, yes.
They keep putting things out. If you were stationed at Camp Lejeune, at any time,
yes,
for over 30 days and drank the water, they want to know about it.
Absolutely.
And when they say they want to know about it, they mean the fact that not only is it causing problems with people that drink the water, but it is in their downlines to also, from
yes,
what I understand.
It is. And if anybody, you know, I just want to put it out there that if anybody has served in at Camp Lejeune, come on into our office. Because we want to talk to you. We want to find out the extent of the damage. We want to find out if you have any illnesses. And what we are trying to do, we have a push on post-9/11 veterans and
yeah,
OEF and OIF. And we want them to come in and we want to tell them about their benefits that they have.
Well, now, post 9/11, it's gotten into the burn pits.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, if you're feeling like there's a lot of veterans out there that have sinus problems and breathing problems and different things like that. And
Sinus problems,
yeah, breathing problems, yeah, issues, a lot of issues that are connected to the burn pits because they're breathing in the toxins from that burn pit.
Now, see, this isn't the same, though, as when you're burning the crappers, though, right? You know, because of the the heads, the bathrooms,
mm-hmm,
where we use 50-gallon drums that were cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you've probably seen these out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's
yes,
very primitive. But to get rid of the waste, you pour diesel fuel in it and you just burn it off.
Right.
It's called burning the crappers. And anybody who was assigned to that, it was mm-hmm, just not their happy day. But that's not the same thing as burn pits where there's
correct,
all types. These are large areas, like almost like a landfill.
It was. It was a big hole in the ground, and they dumped batteries in it and tires and all kinds of
and
toxic.
Then they burn it.
They burn it. And then it just literally you're breathing that stuff in the air, the acid and everything. So it's really affecting everything from your nose, your mouth, your esophagus, down to your lungs, all of that. And we have a lot of skin rashes that are coming up because our skin is porous. And because of that, the toxins has actually soaked in through their skin. And so we have a lot of problems with rashes and things like that. So if you've served, we want you to come see us immediately so we can assess and see what we can do for you.
Now, do these things show up right away? Or are these like a couple years later or years later that they may start showing up?
They usually show up right away.
That's what I was
yes,
thinking.
Yes.
And the you know, the fact is that where we were, I don't remember that happening. I think it was all taken someplace else, maybe over in the Army side and burnt. And then when we were up front, it was never. But what about the the men and women that attacked into Kuwait, and this was a long time ago.
It is.
And were during Desert Storm in the middle of all those oil fields burning.
Yep.
I remember coming back and coughing up and blowing my nose and having black residue coming up for a couple of days after we got back. And
yeah.
I wondered if that was ever looked at, because you know, when Saddam set those oil fields on fire and you were out there in it mm-hmm. for 4 days, it was the only air to breathe.
You know, anything that happened to you when you were deployed, we want you to come in, because even with that, if you have any long-term effects, mm-hmm. then we want to look at it. We do assess every single item. We do assess things like that. Let's say you are coughing up black gunk, but then everything cleared up
yeah.
and you're fine,
yeah.
then we have nothing to file for, because
yeah. and
you
nor,
have no
nor would
long-term.
I, nor would I.
Yeah.
I just, but I was just thinking mm-hmm. about all the different things that our military is exposed to.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we all were like that when mm-hmm. we came back. I mean, we were,
yeah.
Of course, it was worse for the Iraqi troops, because we were chasing them. But the people that have been, and they say, well, I wasn't in combat, you know, which also just really perturbs me, but they were in the area.
They were in the area.
Guess what? You know, you may have
you
may have worse side effects from things than somebody that was 50 miles away from you in combat.
Yes, and you count and you matter.
Absolutely.
Everybody matters.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A great place, great selection of jewelry. This is where we shop for jewelry, is Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing on with myself.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning. Welcome back to Refi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today it's going to be cloudy and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 72, light and variable wind becoming south-southwest. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Tomorrow it's going to be windy, so watch out. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Office. And I just want to say thank you from veterans, from a veteran, to what you all do for everybody around here.
It's our honor.
Well, I know. You. And I know you feel like that. And, of course, yes. You're a veteran also. Mm-hmm. And you're married to a veteran.
I am.
And your office probably has a lot of veterans in there.
All my vet reps are veterans.
Okay. And now, this because of COVID, people didn't come down because you had to close the offices. But now the offices are wide open, but
yes.
It's still slow getting people back.
So we need
to let people know that.
We do. And so can you let everybody, all your friends and family and everybody know that we're open and walk in? You can just walk in here
if you'd like.
Yeah.
I know. I keep saying that.
I know. I'm going to.
I know.
Let's make it.
That's cool.
April. We'll do it.
Just come in after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Any day. Call me the day before.
All right.
And we'll cut a spot for you.
Perfect.
And it's going to be tough because we are practically sold out. So,
wow. Okay. So, yeah, we just want to let people know we have veterans on the floor, and I just hired a new vet rep.
Great.
Yes, his name is Danny, and he will be starting next Monday, and he'll be going into training and then taking his accreditation test in 3 months. And so we're going to get him geared up to file federal claims as well.
Okay. Now, let's talk about people who served, and because they weren't in combat, they seem to think that, well, I wasn't in combat, that, you know, I don't rate.
Yeah, that's not true.
And that's not true.
No.
No, not at all.
We want to see every single person.
Every person that served.
Yes.
As, you know, they volunteered to preserve the freedoms of this country, and just look over at
Absolutely.
Ukraine right now,
mm-hmm.
And how important that is to maintain a strong fighting force. And just because you didn't see combat, you were lucky. Frankly, you were lucky. You were fortunate you did not have to go into combat and have all those things. But you served your country.
Correct. And without, I mean, even if you weren't in front lines and served in combat, those people that were on the front lines still couldn't have been there without the support, the supplies, the cooks, the food, the
logistics people that may have been loading that stuff.
Absolutely.
In Camp Pendleton.
Yes.
Was still serving there.
Absolutely. So we honor all veterans that serve, and we want to get them into our office. We want to make sure we touch bases with them. They sit with a vet rep. They go over all the things that they are entitled to, all their benefits, and we'd like to talk to them about the new VA clinic.
Yeah, the new VA clinic out of Knighton Road.
Yes.
And I mean, it's a beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful structure. And
kind of reminds me of an airport with the big windows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you heard about it? I've only been out there one time to pick up a copy of a blood test that they did. You know, they do blood tests all the time.
Right.
You know, just check your blood and make sure there's nothing wrong going on. And that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But what have you heard?
I've heard great things. I think that you go in and you get seen, you know, you you get tested or checked for COVID symptoms. You go walk in, and there's beautiful waiting areas in front of the windows.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. And, I mean, the place is nice.
Yeah, and the prescription place and the blood where you give blood, they go quickly. They have a great new system in place, and it's seems to be they worked out all the kinks that was at the old clinic. It seems like the new clinic is really running more smoother.
Okay, now, people don't realize it. You were in, you served, maybe it was back in the early 60s or in the 70s when we weren't, in the 70s, we weren't really deployed out for after Vietnam.
In the 80s.
And, and you served 8-9 years, but you may have injured yourself.
Correct.
Or, you know, during training incidents and things
or running.
Like that. Or running. Or whatever it is. Going down to see Celestina, if, you know, your knee is just giving you problems.
Yeah.
Or hip or something. Because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but after you look at their, talk to them and look at their past and look at where they served and their health records and all that, they may be able to get all that taken care of by the VA.
Correct. Exactly. And also, if you served on a carrier or on anywhere that you think that you have hearing loss issues, we can file service connection for hearing loss and tinnitus and get you some free hearing aids from the VA. That's a $6,000, $7,000 free hearing aids that you don't have to pay for in the outside world. And the VA provides you with the batteries as well and free checkups for them.
Well, and when we say free, of course, that's part of the budget.
It is part of the budget.
But it's for benefits you, the veteran, have earned.
Correct.
These are not entitlements.
Nope.
At all. These are, you know, when you signed up, you're going to get, you know, if you had injuries or loss of hearing, this happened while you're on active duty.
Yeah.
And it, you know, maybe it gotten worse, but it started there. So take advantage of the benefits that you've earned. And where are you at? You're located right down on
1855 Shasta Street.
There you go.
Yes.
You just drive down there, and it used to be Black Bear Diner was across from you, their headquarters, but they've moved.
Yeah.
But you can find it because there's this really nice flag and a great bicycle rack right there.
Yes, and we also have a monument there
That's
as well.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
A
lot of things happening.
Okay,
you got like 2 minutes.
All
can
right.
You hit one of them?
I can. We are planning, and tomorrow is our first day to plan the Women Veterans Barbecue and outing. We're going to have it at Anderson River Park. We were going to have it in May, but May's coming so soon, so we're going to probably postpone it until September.
Okay.
And we're going to, I hear we have about 1,100 women veterans in our area, and we're going to honor them all in one
Great.
Area, one event.
Wow.
Yes.
That's going to be big.
It's going to be big because I have CalVet there. I have the VHA participating, the VBA participating, and we're all going to be one team and bring this wonderful event to Shasta County and honor our women veterans, and, yes, they can bring their families as well.
Super.
Yes.
1,100 women veterans.
1,100.
And we're still running at 17,000 around that veterans?
Actually, a lot of veterans have moved out of areas because of the fires and stuff. Mm-hmm. They've decided to leave California. So we're actually down to a little over 15,000 now.
Okay. Plus the fact that they're dying off.
With their widows and their spouses and their, you know, that we serve as well, we're looking at over 25,000 that we serve in Shasta County.
Oh, okay.
Because
you serve the families, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And there's something. Can you hit aid and attendance real quick? Because I got like a minute.
Absolutely. If you're over the age of 65 and you need some help in your home or you need to help pay for assisted living, please come down to our office. We have what you call a non-service connected pension with aid in attendance, and it gives you some extra money, especially if you're on Social Security only. It'll give you some extra income so that you can pay for some help and some care to, into your home.
And up to what? $1,800, $1,900 a month, and that, you know, that can come in handy.
Yes.
On that. Okay, Celestina, thank you so much. What's your phone number down there?
It is 530-225-5616.
I can't say enough about Celestina and the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. They help so many veterans. So thank you so much from the bottom of our little veteran hearts.
Our honor.
Our honor. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and Supervisor Patrick Jones will join us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, unleashing Europe's biggest refugee crisis in more than 75 years, and just keeps getting worse.
The UN Refugee Agency says more than 4 million have now fled Ukraine following Russia's invasion, a new milestone in the largest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Of those, 2.3 million have entered Poland. Aid workers say the flow has eased in recent days as many people await developments in the war. An estimated 6.5 million people have also been displaced from their homes within Ukraine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In the north of Ukraine, local officials say Russia's military has been stepping up its attack on civilian targets. This after the Russians had pledged to dial back their offensive around Kiev and the northern city of Chernihiv in a bid to build trust. Ukrainian President Zelensky says there's no reason to believe anything that Russia says, given what's happening on the ground in Ukraine. The U.S. economy, ending 2021, expanding at a 6.9% annual rate October through December, a slight downgrade from previous estimates.
The Commerce Department says that for all of 2021, the nation's gross domestic product increased by 5.7%. It was the fastest calendar year growth since a 7.2% surge in 1984 in the aftermath of a brutal recession. Looking ahead, however, growth is likely to slow sharply this year, particularly in the first 3 months of 2022.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Florida and 20 other states are suing to halt the federal government's requirement that people wear masks on planes, trains, and other public transit. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine saying she will vote yes to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. On Wall Street, the Dow down 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, federal or corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Polish Prime Minister says his country will try to wean itself off most Russian energy imports by year's end.
Mr. Morawiecki said his government had devised Europe's most radical plan to stop using Russian oil, coal and gas. Alternative and most likely more costly supplies are being sought from South Africa, Colombia and Australia. Poland will be able to cease buying Russian gas by the end of the year when a new pipeline to Norway comes on stream. Imposing a ban on Russian oil will be harder. Poland's state oil refiner, PKN Orlen, sources about 60% of its raw material needs from Russia.
The BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw. South Korea says it's conducted its first successful launch of a solid-fuel rocket in what it calls a major step toward acquiring a space surveillance capability amid rising tension with North Korea. News and analysis at townhall.com. Demand for workers remained strong in February as the U.S. economy faced growing headwinds from Europe, According to the latest Labor Department statistics,
job openings, hires, and quits held close to record highs in December, according to the February job openings and labor turnover report, even as high inflation and the impending war in Ukraine rattled markets and the economy. Employers had 11.3 million open jobs listed in the final business day for the second consecutive month since openings set a record 11.4 million in December. Hires rose to 6.7 million in February, a gain of 200,000 from January, while separation stayed even at 6.1 million. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israeli forces in the West Bank have arrested five Palestinians. They are suspected of being involved in a deadly shooting attack that occurred in central Israel. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the benchmarks are in the red. The Dow is down 20 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on here from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And it's National Doctors Day here, the 30th of March, 2022, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, my friends. Why not go to a institution that has an A rating as opposed to something else? And they do have an A rating in many areas. Jared, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 55 degrees. Today is going to be a high of 71, a low of 48, decreasing clouds, becoming partly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 77, a low of 50. Friday, sunny with a high of 82, a low of 48. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 80, a low of 50. Sunday, high of 77, mostly sunny with a low around 48. And Monday, mostly sunny, high around 76 and a low of 49.
Okay, and tomorrow, gusty winds as high as 23 miles an hour. So be aware of that if you're driving around in the mountains or around some of our open areas here. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793, locally owned, operating out of Anderson. My guest this morning is Supervisor Patrick Jones.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
God, how long have we known each other, Patrick?
Pretty much.
Since I moved here.
Since you came in, yeah. But I will tell you, it feels like longer than that.
It does. That's what Linda says. She says, yes, we're going to be, next year, 15 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is the longest I've ever lived anywhere in my life.
I remember when you first got married because I think the very second year, we took a drive 1,100 miles to Wyoming.
God, and I remember that.
And, oh, yeah, we all remember that, because Carl had his phone, and he needed to check up him on Linda every 10 minutes.
She did. She called me a lot. Antelope hunt. It was a great antelope hunt. Yeah, it was my very first one.
Yeah, well, you did great, and lots of antelope and lots of fun.
Lots of antelope.
They're still out there.
They're still out there. And some of the people that we went hunting with that year passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
We're all getting older. I woke up the other day, and I have a gray hair in my eyebrow, and it was bad enough on the side of my head. Now I have an eyebrow hair that's gray, and it's like, here we go.
Patrick, it works its way down. It's in your chest. Now you're looking for, anyway, enough of that. Had the very first official night meeting last night. I've already thrown myself on the mercy of everybody by saying I've been talking about it. Every supervisory person coming here wanting to run for supervisor, I ask them about night meetings. 12 years.
Yes.
And it started last night.
Yeah, and I'm used to night meetings. In fact, all my years on city council, that's what we did. We rarely had a day meeting, most of them, unless it was a particularly, long or interesting subject, important subject. And so I'm very much used to night meetings. The problem was the majority of the board in the past simply would not do them, but maybe once a year. So I really appreciate Chairman Baugh stepping up and starting to have regular night meetings. And it did allow a whole group of different people to come to the boardroom last night, and we had a really full crowd. And we often have full crowds, but this time it was a different group of people that really couldn't come before because they have to work. So I appreciate Chair Baugh listening to the people, because it's been a concern, and listening is what we're supposed to do. And, you know, ever since Leonard Modi has been removed from office and Tim Garman got on, the atmosphere on the board has changed. And I think what's changed is a new respect for listening to the people. And I hope we continue this indefinitely.
Last night was Sheriff Johnson and Eric Magrini introduced a proposal for a new jail.
Correct.
Can you talk about that?
Sure. So, you know, I was a little disappointed, to be honest. We have been talking about building a new jail for quite some time. And, you know, engagement, not only with the community, but the board, I think is very important on such a big and important topic. They have been working, staff has been working on an idea for quite some time. Unfortunately, they just haven't been engaging the public or supervisors like myself. So last night was the first time I had any knowledge of what was being proposed, the same as the public. So all this stuff hit me at one time. So I'll need to digest it a little bit. What I want to do, and what I said last night in open session, was that I want to move forward fast, quickly, on a new jail. And a jail, I do like the idea that it can be expanded. Government buildings often fail to do that. I like the idea of having something where we can expand, because we know we're going to need to do that in the future. You know, when you look at our current jail built in 1984, it did have some capacity for expansion, but the design of the jail is labor-intensive, and a new single-story style construction would be much superior, more efficient, both and safer for both inmates and for people working there. What I want to see is a jail to incarcerate these people. I want to end the rotating door of just booking and releasing. I want to hold people accountable. If you're tried and if you're convicted, I want you to do your time, and I want that jail. I'm less inclined to support a navigation center where we have all these other treatments there at that facility at this time. And the reason why is because that is exactly what the public turned down the last sales tax increase over. If we would have kept that sales tax to a jail only, the public was, I think, more than willing to support that. But when you add all this other stuff, which we already have all these other services with probation and all these other services, then you start to lose people. And so for me, I want to move forward quickly. We have saved up some money, and we have the ARPA money, the American Reinvestment and Recovery Funds, that we can apply a portion of that.
Which are different than the CARE Act, which I had to come back. When I read that, it was a little confusing to me, so I called you.
Right.
And you laid it out. So this one is totally different.
Right. And we might, if it's available, use CARES funds too. We're going to use every type of funds that we can to build this thing. It's not going to be cheap. But I want to start, and, you know, it does, in my mind, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, people within government want to build something all-inclusive and in one setting, and I don't think we have to do that here. I think we get started, we build a wing, we start, and as funds become available and grant opportunities become available, we can expand that as we need it. And I think that's a good approach to this problem. So last night was the first talk, and I think the entire board did agree that we want to move forward on these talks. We do all want to build a jail of some sort. We all agreed on that, and we're going to, you know, keep pushing forward. Our CEO and a deputy CEO will be working on that and moving that forward. We're going to have to define what it is that we're building, and we're going to narrow down the costs and the funding sources of that. But I think the community wants it. I think our county will be better when we hold people accountable. And I want a situation personally where it's a little bit more of tough love. They talk about the incarceration systems of the 70s that didn't work. Well, you know, I look at the 70s and how things were then compared to today, And one might argue that may not be true, that certain types of incarceration are quite a big deterrent. I talked to a gentleman last week, in fact, that had been in prison for 16 years, and I asked him if that was a deterrent, and he hesitated. He did not come out and say, I'm never going to go back there. I'm going to do anything I can to go. And so we have to make it so that they're held accountable and they don't want to go back.
What is that? I've got to take a break because we used to have in the Marine Corps, they were called Red Line Brigs. And if you stepped over that red line, you got whacked real good if you did things like this. I want to go back into...
Well, Carl, you can be our whack master. I'm now officially declaring you whack master.
You know, but we were working under a different... You know, the thing about the 70s, and I mean, if you ask people, did you feel safer back in the 70s? I'm not sure. You know, I don't, you know, because I was in the military. And so I didn't live in a town. And I've lived here for 15 years. I love this place. But we just had somebody killed less than... 100 yards from here, less than 100 yards on a break. He took a break, a 10-minute break, and get stabbed to death right outside by Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And by somebody that three of us think we've seen him around town several times on the description of him. And, you know, we've come to that now. You know, I can't help but think that this isn't the first time this guy's used violence, and yet he's still on the street.
Sure.
I know part of that is, or maybe the main part of that is, we don't have room for him. And we need to have room. So I think you're right. I think everybody's ready for a new jail. We just have to get it built, and we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is just a fine person. She takes care of her customers. She treats them like friends. She's been doing this since 1993. She has two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Business owners, people who are just have retired, it's a good time to have it looked at. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Supervisor Pastor Jones. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Your friendly oil change, Premier and all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you the Cigar of the Humidor, the Monte Cristo 1935 Anniversary Nicaraguan. From the fields of A.J. Fernandez, a bold and strong Maduro stick. Lots of spice with subtle earthy tones and a twinge of leather, coffee, and malted milk. The number 2 cigar of 2021. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. The Reading Chamber of Commerce promises to give you the information you need about where local candidates stand on the issues of the greatest importance to you. It invites you to the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums a week from today. At 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel, there's room in there probably for around 200 people. So going down, they're going to have the candidates from the first district there. We will be there also, and we will broadcast that show out over KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And if you can't make it there, but you can hear what everybody says that night. So put it on your calendar, because if you care about what's happening to the county, and what the county's doing, where the county's spending its money, are we going to get a new jail? This is a good time to listen to what the candidates say. I'm here with Patrick Jones, Supervisor Patrick Jones, 4th District.
4th District.
4th District. We're talking about the jail. And you're looking at, we're looking at kind of like a starship with the center. For all the administrative, you know, all the electronics coming into that one spot, and then structures out from it.
Yeah, wings.
Wings out, yeah. Okay, so I think people can picture that. And you don't have to get it all at one time, but right. We need to get moving on it.
Correct, and that's, I think, what the majority of the board last night indicated, was that, you know, if you start talking about $120 or $150 million, that starts putting it a bit out of reach. We have enough money internally right now. We have probably $30-40 million at our disposal right now to get started,
mm-hmm.
To be able to maybe get one wing. And then as time goes on and other grants are available and other opportunities, build another wing and so forth as we need. And we also think, and I also believe, and this has not been really a discussion of the board yet, but I do believe that you know, Health and Human Services and other departments can obviously play a role in helping with these inmates and help treat them so as they exit that they stand a better chance. Now, I believe.
Well, it's a well-known fact that 40%, maybe more, of our inmates right now have got mental problems, either schizophrenia or things from drugs, alcohol. But they do have mental problems.
Yeah, a pretty large percentage. In fact, it's probably larger today than it probably ever was before. And so that needs to be dealt with. One of the things that hasn't been talked about that I'd like to talk about today, and this is the first time that I've publicly talked about it, is the existing jail. What do you do once you build a new facility with the old jail? Mm-hmm. And I'm not inclined to tear it down. I think that would be a mistake. We know that it's labor intensive and it doesn't work well for a modern jail, but that's why we're going to build a modern jail to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I still think there's some value there for people waiting trial. It's very close to the courthouse. You're going to minimize costs for the county by people being able, waiting trial. They can go right there. There's two courtrooms within the current jail. Those are very convenient, and there's some real value there about having an inmate move quickly to court and back, and it's safe and secure. So I think there's some value by keeping that open for people awaiting trial. Once they're tried and convicted, they go to our other jail.
This is like a holding cells, and could be up to a year.
Correct.
Okay.
But then the idea here is that as the state is releasing more prisoners, and as they're decommissioning prisons, if you will, which we're seeing right now, for our county, that's in essence what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to try to provide that service if we're going to have a livable county, and that's what I think our jail, our new jail slash prison, if you will be for. And I still think we can use the current jail. I think we also could use Health and Human Services there with criminals that are mentally defective and have treatments there that are much more intensive than what we're doing. So I think there's a purpose with that building. I think that it could be very useful in conjunction with our new jail. And so I'm not so quick to want to tear it down. You know, it was a big deal when I was a kid in 1984. That was a long, drawn-out process to get that building here. And while it is too small today and it is labor-intensive, it did serve a purpose, and I think it can still serve a similar purpose in the future.
Until the full jail is built out.
Right. So I'm excited about that.
We need a 1,000-person holding facility. Or not holding facility, but a jail.
I think in time you're going to need it, right? And we may not be able to afford 1,000 beds right now, maybe start off with 200 and start easing the worst offenders, right? Get the worst offenders locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then as opportunities come available, you add another wing, another 200, another 200, and so forth. And do it within your means. And I think that's a good way to look at it. And, you know, instead of trying to build it all at one time, let's build what we can. Let's get started. Let's, you know, because grant opportunities in the past have been squandered. And it was a real shame. And
well, you know, the new jail is going to be a lot of technology in this. I mean, just for the safety of both the prisoners and the staff, as you talked about earlier. So you've got to have all that, or at least have all the bays there able to, you know, to build out to that. But even a 200-person new facility where you put the worst guys in, opens up 200 spots in the other jail.
Correct.
You can get some more. But at some point, that old jail is going to be – it's going to take more to keep it open than it is to
– Well, no, that is, I think, yet to be seen. So, again, if you have to run people back and forth from a jail that's maybe 5 miles away to one that is right there next to your courthouse – people waiting trial, there may be some value there, and or medically treated personnel. There's a variety of things that I think that it could be used for that would still work within the criminal justice system,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to just simply tearing it down. So we have to have that discussion, obviously, and see some value there.
I can see that.
But I think the public is ready for a new jail. We're just beginning the discussions now. We just had the initial discussion. I just wish both the community and supervisors were in on the design a little bit more. I'd like to be more involved in the actual design. I want to make sure that what we do is going to last us for the next 100 years, not the next 10 years. I want to make sure that, you know, that we do this right and that it can be expanded in the future. Our town is certainly going to grow. Our county's going to grow. And we want to be able to have a facility that can grow to meet those needs, whatever it is. And so just like a little more involvement there. And I'm sure that's going to happen. So I'm very happy. You know, I'm thrilled to be on the board. And I'm really having the time of my life. I really have enjoyed serving the county, I would say, much better than when I was on city council. I really like the engagement from the public. And I've really seen that over the last year, maybe 2 years, where the public is really coming forward, taking an interest. And so I've really enjoyed the process. And, you know, me and my wife, she goes to all the meetings with me. She's been a big help and on all the projects that we do. And it's exciting time right now because June 7th, we have a primary election. And
let's talk about citizen involvement in that when we get back from the break. I got to take a break here.
Excellent.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. They have the highest ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the TAVR valve replacement that they do there, which, you know, to me is kind of one of those miracles of medicine you talk about, though it's not like a miracle you think of, but instead of having to crack your chest open and put a new valve in, now they can go in through an artery, replace the valve in your heart, and you literally are up that afternoon and you go home the next day and you think about that. The TAVR valve replacement, all these other great things about Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Why not choose the best? Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:30, it is 554 degrees and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, where I've gotten my haircut for 15 years since I moved here. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number. You won't be sorry. It's a great place to get your haircut. Our guest is Supervisor Patrick Jones of the 4th District. We talked about the new jail, and that is something that's on everybody's mind and how it could look. The first plans have been thrown out, but those are just like everything. There's your opening bid. So now, you know, what can we build and all that, and we discussed that already. You said that the in the supervisors' meeting it was more cordial.
No, I don't know if I used the word cordial. there's more engagement from the community, and over the last 2 years, and you know, we in the break we did talk about the decorum of what happens within the boardroom, and you know, we saw, you know, my ears on council, I saw certain things that happened and certain court cases that followed as to what people can and can't say, and you know, there's always a person or two from time to time that's loud, that's rude, that's profane, and we would rather not have any of that, right? In fact, when you're loud, we're really not going to listen to you. If you're calm, cool, collective, articulate, we're going to listen. And so that's up to you, though. If you want to be loud, you can. I would prefer that you not, and it is allowed.
Doesn't that just kind of flip something in your head?
Well, it's just so loud you can't hear them, so their point is not going to really be heard or taken seriously. However, if you want to be loud, you can be loud. You can be rude. You can be profane. We just don't like it. What you can't do under open meeting laws is disrupt the meeting. And if you do that, you could be asked to leave, or we will remove you if you want to disrupt a public meeting.
How about people cheering and applauding and all that and booing? Is that...
Well, it's,
isn't that kind of disrupting the meeting?
Well, I like when they applaud for me. That's kind of fun.
that leads me to another question here. Okay, so I see what you're saying. So, as long as people are not threatening physical violence or anything, you know, it's covered under the Constitution.
It's been a tough couple years. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. A lot of emotions are running high, and so sometimes people are a little loud, and I can see that frustration coming out. You know, when they see their business, you know, being threatened to shut down, and they see Walmart and Costco open, I mean, they're losing their business. They're going to get mad, and I understand that, and they're probably going to say a few things that they probably shouldn't say. So I take all that with a grain of salt. But open meeting laws are very clear to protect a person's First Amendment constitutional rights, and that's very important. And the reason why it's very important, because that's the only thing we swear to do, is uphold the U.S. and California state constitution. And so, you know, I was at City Hall when they tried to limit people's First Amendment right at the library. And I voted not to change our policy. It moved forward. The majority of the board moved it forward. They got themselves sued costs the taxpayers $285,000 and a ruling that made the library less livable. And they violated people's First Amendment rights, which you don't do. So when you come to the boardroom, if you really, truly want to be heard, be civil, be articulate, stay on point, stay on something that's relevant within the county's jurisdiction. If you start talking about border crossings and these things, they're not really within our jurisdiction. We're not.
How about state laws?
Sure. Now, you can ask us to write letters to support something or to oppose something, a bill or bills moving through. We're going to be sending, in fact, at the next meeting, we're going to be Chairman Baugh is writing 10 letters to not support a variety of different bills that are coming forward. And we hope that other cities and counties do the same thing and hopefully try to get these stopped.
What are some of the bills?
Some of them was no parental consent for vaccinations for young children in school. And that really upsets parents when something's happening to their child without their consent. And that's serious
enough. That's a huge thing.
That some people are going to move out of the state over that. And so we want to try to stop those things, or at least try to put some pressure on the legislatures to, really think about this, that this is going to be more harmful. Parental consent is very important to parents, and they should have that right. Things like that. Now, we've seen, we've seen some really good board meetings, and we've seen a few that got, loud and heated when you have a particular issue. But I think that's kind of healthy in a way, in that when you have an important issue, you're going to get a variety of different people. Some people are going to get a little bit more emotional. We get a lot of emotion in that room when you talk about mental illness and homelessness and things like this and incarcerations, deaths in the jail. Those things are going to be emotional for people, and this is their building and their chance to tell us what they're feeling. And so you're going to see some high emotions. I don't think that it's disruptive. It just takes all types of people. Our job is to simply listen to you, to take that information under advisement, and then try to act upon it.
And you all do not respond to these. Is that by law?
No, we under law, we cannot have a thorough discussion because it's not agendized.
Right.
I've gone round and round with the past chairs about putting items on the agenda. And when I have an item that I'd like to discuss, I'd like it to be on the agenda for two reasons. It may be voted down. That's fine. I might not even get a second on it. But it's agendized, so the public knows it's coming on a future agenda. They can come and support it or oppose it, mm-hmm. and then we can take a vote on it, and you can see how your board responds to a particular issue. I think that's the right way to do things. If someone comes forward with an issue, we can make a recommendation to put that on a future agenda for discussion, and that's appropriate.
We don't have a Health and Human Services Director. What is the county doing?
So we do. He's retiring, mm-hmm. so he has given his notice.
Right. Yeah,
so he's there for a little while longer.
Yeah.
And so we're working right now on hiring an intern to be able to start in on that. And
is that like a local person, or is this somebody that you have to bring in?
No,
the interim, but I mean for the eventual one.
That is yet to be determined by the board. But for now, we have a local person that's within the organization that will be the interim for a good transition, and then it'll be up to the board and the community as to who we want to replace that person with as they retire. And that's kind of the general way, I guess, things would be done. Either an interim and or go recruit and replace.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when I was at City Hall, we have, certain people retiring and you do need to replace them. You would like to bring somebody up within the organization that has experience and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that available, then you have to recruit somewhere else. But there's always a learning curve when you bring somebody else in. They're not necessarily familiar with our county, and it is a conservative county. And, that's one of the other nice things, Carl, that I see right now is that, we do live in a conservative county, and our government should represent the people.
Reflect the people.
And reflect that. And I think the board has moved closer to that than it has been in the past. And so I'm excited about the future of this board. And, and so I I really look forward to the elections, which, you know, like we talked earlier about these June primaries coming up. They're very important. Most people discount a primary. They don't think too much of it. But in most of these races, they will be over June 7th. And clearly, when there's only two people in the race, they will be over June 7th. If there's three or more, they could go on to November.
Well, right now, we have three for the 1st District, five for the 5th District.
Yes.
5th District, I believe,
yes.
Two for the borders of...
The sheriff's race is two.
The sheriff's race is two.
The ROV is two.
Right.
The superintendent of schools is two. So those races will be over, and many others, because they're running unopposed. Now, some races will go on to November. Obviously, the top two for the Senate and Assembly and congressional race will move on to November. But
and we may be voting for one of the for supervisors.
It's possible with more than two, you could move on.
Yeah.
It depends on
if they don't get 50%. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. These are great people. They have the finest walk-in humidor in the Northern California by far. Also, all your tobacco needs, all your accessories there at Tobacco and Brew. Shelley and her people really help a lot of our nonprofits in this area. They've been there for over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew. Good people down there. We'll be right back.
We've been asleep at the wheel, and biased bureaucrats have crept into public office everywhere. We need a Shasta County District Attorney who is transparent, unbiased, and non-political. The District Attorney has incredible power. They can initiate investigations, decide whether or not criminal charges are brought to court, and determine which cases are dismissed. We need someone with integrity and transparency in this important position. Vote for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at windriver.com. Come and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If you're like me, a concerned parent wanting to do what's best for your family, sometimes it's hard to know who to vote for. Thankfully, after learning about Eric Jensen, the choice is clear to me. Eric is a loving husband, father of four, shares my values, and is also more than qualified for the position of district attorney. Join me on June 7th as I vote for Eric Jensen, a good man families can trust in office. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah, we play that every show, at least once. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Tomorrow's Thursday, Trish Clark joins me, and gosh, who we have on? Eric Jensen's going to be on. It may not be tomorrow, but he's going to be on very soon. He and I have been talking. He's a busy young man, and we've got things here that we're just trying to get the schedule out. And then Friday, Congressman LaMalfa will join us. So I'm here with Patrick Jones, supervisor, 4th District. I can't remember if we just talked about it during another time or not, but the reviews that you all are doing of everybody, there's a process through this. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so oftentimes there's a reviews maybe at the beginning of the year. Usually it's just for, your CEO and your county council. We did this at City Hall as well, did performance reviews for the city manager and city attorney.
Well, that's fair. I mean, that's fair to let them know where they stand and all this. I mean, we did it in the military every 6 months.
Right. And so, for me, having it 1 year out, I'd like to see it done a little more frequently. And again, I'm new, so I would like to have a few more if the board approves it. We also have a new board member, and so I think it's just kind of healthy to have these reviews, have more engagement and direction and vision of what a department head or director would like to do. And so, yeah, I'm pretty sure we will see more reviews as we move forward, and I think it's just healthy for everyone and more communication. And that's the one thing I'm a little disappointed with the county versus the city of Reading is that engagement.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you have well-informed supervisors, it's better for our districts and it's better for our county. And so I really push hard on that. And I want as much information as I possibly can. I want to be kept up to date on anything pertinent to the county, and I think that's quite fair. And I think all supervisors deserve that, and I expect that.
Well, your people that work for you deserve that too.
Correct.
Because they can't just be going thinking, "Hey, I'm doing a great job," and then get hammered.
Right.
They've got to be given a chance to change or whatever.
Well, it's with me being on the board and a new supervisor, the board is turning a little more conservative. I'm certainly a fiscal conservative and a conservative, and so my approach to a problem or to an issue may be a little different than in the past. And so government needs to reflect that if that's what we have. And all I'm asking is to give my ideas and programs a chance. We've given other programs and ideas a chance, and if they work, great. That's what we like. And if not, let's get rid of them. Let's not just keep doing the same things. And I like to question a lot of programs. I need to be explained on these programs. They'd have to be well explained. I want them to be efficient. And just because we can get a grant, if it's not efficient, if it's starting to teeter on enabling a bad behavior, then I don't want to do it. I want a program that works well. And it's not that I don't want to accept state money. We do, and I will. But I want good programs to solve problems, not enable problems.
Okay, I have three questions here. Your stance on the casino.
I am supporting the Reading Rancheria's relocation to I-5. They bought that property over 20 years ago. I think their intentions have been pretty clear for quite a long time. I think they've done good things in the community. I know some people have issues with them, but as long as they can satisfy all the requirements that are needed to do their project at that location, I'm supporting them.
Forensic audit.
I would push for that.
What is a forensic audit? Well, because you do an audit every year already. So right. What's a forensic audit?
You know, and I don't know if that's the term that we need, but I think what's missing here is that we have a $600 million budget, particularly with Health and Human Services eating up almost half of that. The public and, to a good extent, the supervisors, we don't know where all that money is going. Now, it's not to say that staff members don't know. There's some within the organization that probably does. We want more communication. And I think that would solve this issue. We want to be open and transparent. We want every program to put a dollar amount to it so that the public and supervisors can understand how we spend nearly $300 million in Health and Human Services. That would be a good way to solve these concerns with the public. And so they're calling for a forensic audit because they're not seeing the data. Now, it may be there somewhere, but the public is not seeing it. And so I think if we solve that problem...
Are there hidden pots of money someplace?
There is. And we're learning about them. We learned about some pots of money last night, for example, for the jail. Mm-hmm. And they haven't been well talked about. You know, and again, that's an open and transparent problem that we need to solve. We need to have that money out there and available so that not only the community can engage, but the supervisors can make a good decision.
What about zero-based budgeting, where each department every year has to come out and say, I need this much money?
Sure.
Is that going to happen?
I think in the future it could.
Instead of getting an automatic bump every year.
Well, and you keep seeing, you know, when you take a look at the budget, and I keep reading the budget over and over, from the budget a couple years ago, many departments, you know, they've expanded quite a bit. And what are we getting for that? Right. And so I can tell you this, at the next budget process, it's not going to be a 5-minute review like they did the last time and just rubber stamp the whole thing. We're going to take an entire day. And it'll go from morning till night, and we're going to go over department by department, and each department head is going to need to explain that department and their entire budget, and I think that would go a long way to get information out to the public. By not doing that this last go-around, the public then starts to question the integrity of what we're doing. And I think they're right to question that. It's $600 million. We should know where every penny's going. And we should be proud. Our department head should come forward and say, I am proud to show you this program. Here's what we spent. Here's what we accomplished. And it's working extremely well. I want to make sure that we're doing a good job and the public sees that. And if it's not, let's change it.
Marine Corps used to turn in money every year. We prided ourselves on that until we got our budget cut. And then we realized that nobody else is playing that game. If a department comes up and says, you know what, I can do the same amount of work for the same cost. I can combine things, all that. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think moving forward, you're going to see a variety of different changes. And, you know, and being a fiscally sound, responsible board, I think you're going to see more scrutiny of the budget. And like I say, I think there's been some concerns that some of the new members, including myself, would gut a program. And my response to that is, if it's a good problem, if it's a good project and program, I want it to stay, and the community will tell us that. If it's not, then we need to change it. And if it means gutting it, then on those we would. I'm simply not wanting to perpetuate a grant when you have demonstrated that it's a failure. Now, if that means some other city gets it, well, so be it. I don't want to perpetuate bad behavior.
I'm going to ask this last question. What's your vision for Shasta County, Patrick?
Well, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and I plan on staying here. I don't plan on moving to Idaho. I really do want to stay here. I want this to be a town, a county that's prosperous. That you see our median income. I think that the county can play a role in that. I think we can move people forward to be successful. I think we can handle the incarceration in our criminal justice system better and improve the quality of life. I want the children of Redding and Shasta County to be able to walk across this town in a safe manner as I did when I was a child. And then when we've got that done, then we've accomplished my goals. But until then, we have work to do. And we have to get this back to a safe, livable community that people can make good livings. So many times we've heard about people, and young people particularly, when they finish high school or local college here, they've moved on to somewhere else because they can't make the living that they want. And so we have to slowly fix that. And the county is playing, has to play a role in that. Government is here to help you. And how many people really feel like that's been happening to the extent that we'd like? I think if you ask most people, it's like, I'm not sure I would put it that way. And I want government to be that way. I want people to say, you know what, I went to this department and that department. Just like Celestina, people go there, they get help. We get good response from her department, and they seek
it's a
help.
Very well. I, you know what? I'm not as familiar with the other departments. Probably I should be. But yeah, that your Veteran Service Office is one of the best.
And I don't get emails stacking up on my computer talking about poor job that she's done. In fact, it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's where I want all departments. I want departments busting their butt to help people.
Okay. Well, let's leave on that one. Supervisor Patrick Jones, thanks a lot for being with us today.
I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure.
It's always. You know what? I always like having Patrick, because when I ask him a question, Patrick just tells me, he may tell me this isn't for, you know, public consumption right now, but you tell me the straight stuff.
I don't like secrets.
Okay.